Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. This morning I have with me local Jersey County Board Member Eric Ivers. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you.
And Loretta Newland, Coordinator of the Illinois Separation Referendum. Welcome, Loretta.
Thank you.
I said good Loretta, to be here. I meant Loretta.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Yes. There is a referendum that will be on the ballot in November, separation of the rest of Illinois from Cook County, which is not a bad idea. But and Loretta is heading up. She's the coordinator of this program and has been working on it. And actually, the last board meeting, she was there and she presented. And they had a vote on whether it would be on the referendum. And Eric, how'd they vote?
The vote was unanimous in favor of putting the referendum on the ballot.
Now, Eric or Loretta, can you explain the referendum?
Eric did a good job earlier. Go ahead.
Okay, Eric.
The referendum is not for actual separation. The referendum is to tell the Georgia County Board to investigate with other counties who have also passed this referendum to investigate the possibility of separation and the process. It is the beginning of the situation. It is not a final, we're going to separate. It's a matter of we're very interested in separating and we want to talk to other counties who feel the same way.
Okay. Well, this is not the first time that a state has separated, is it, Loretta?
No, it isn't.
You got a few examples?
Well, there's actually four. The first one was Vermont, separated from New York. Kentucky, separated from Virginia. Maine, separated from Massachusetts. And interestingly about that, they were not a contiguous state in the first place. Think that's helpful for us if we have counties that don't want to go with us that are kind of in the middle of the state. And then the last one was West Virginia, separated from Virginia. And I think if I were Virginian, I'd start to maybe get a complex because that's two states that split from one.
Yes. Now the question is, why would Illinoisans want to separate from Cook County?
Well, I'll give a couple and I'll let Eric give some. For one thing, there's a lot of violations to our U.S. Constitution. In Article 4, it says that one of the duties of the state is to protect us from domestic violence and invasion.
Yes.
And they aren't doing very well on the invasion one. In fact, they put the welcome mat out. And in 2017, we were spending $3.85 billion a year on people who were here illegally. And there's like eight different categories of expense for that. And then...
When did you say they were doing that?
2017. That's how much we were spending. And that's before the big invasion started in 21 or 22?
Yes.
Yeah. And then protecting us from domestic violence, you know, when the Rittenhouse, and the George Floyd tragedy happened. There was a lot of domestic violence in Chicago, and then they started spreading out to other counties. So those two reasons alone are pretty good ones. Eric can add some more.
Basically, we're tired of being under the thumb of the people in Chicago. They have the vast majority of the population in the state. But if you look at the red map, blue map of the counties in Illinois, the huge majority of counties are red counties, a red state that is a conservative state. And we are completely at the mercy of a blue set of counties. There's only about seven or eight of them in the entire state of Illinois who voted Democrat. We are completely at their mercy, and we would like to change that.
Well, what if you are a Democrat and you live down southern Illinois?
Interestingly enough, something I spoke to a person about last night, a Democrat in downstate Illinois is approximately the same thing as a Republican in Chicago.
Oh, is that right?
I had the GOP board, GOP committee chairman in Clay County tell me that a Chicago or Cook County person had told him that your Democrats down in Clay County are more conservative than our Republicans up here. So, yeah, same thing you heard.
This has got to be a tough task to think about getting this done. Now, like you say, it's going to be on the ballot, and this is just basically to put it out there and talk about it and investigate and see if it's possible, right? But in actuality and really looking at it, it's a lot of hard work to do this. Is it wasted effort? I mean, I know, Lorette, you're right. You're after it and you're working hard, but do you think it can get done?
Well, it's been tried and failed before. Lots of people have pointed that out to us. But I believe the way that we are going about doing it is the most likely to succeed, because we are putting it on ballots. And then that way we have hard data for showing our state representatives and our state senators what we, the people, want. And when it comes to a statehood bill, if it comes to that, which we hope it will, they will be able to see that there's a good possibility if I vote no on this, I won't win a reelection. Mm-hmm. So we can kind of, if the constituents will do it, we can use our referendum to motivate them to do what they're supposed to do, which is represent we the people. And one of the reasons why I believe the ballot initiative is important is because the Declaration of Independence says that government derives its just powers by the consent of the people. And this is one of the ways that we can show whether we consent to continuing as it is by voting no, or we consent to, let's look at changing.
Okay. Question. And you guys know this more than I would. As far as we feel like our vote doesn't count a lot down in Southern Illinois, what is the population Cook County versus the rest of Illinois? Or Cook County and border counties? Do you know that?
Not offhand, Cook County area has the vast majority of the population. Mm-hmm. They outnumber us about 2-1, if I remember correctly.
I don't know that that's true anymore.
The Cook and the Collar counties.
Well, I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Okay. Well, okay. If they have more votes than us, I mean, yes. Nobody in Cook County is going to vote for this. They're going to want to keep us, right? Because they want our tax dollars.
Maybe. One of the things that I've learned is that Cook County seems to think that we are a net financial drain on the state, that we receive more tax funding than we pay in. So when it comes to the financial side of it, they're probably better off being rid of us, as it were. So there's a reason for them to want to separate. We have miles upon miles of roads that have to be maintained by the state. That would no longer exist.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense. So if you could convince them, if you could convince the Cook County residents that it's a good deal for them, you might get enough votes.
We might get enough votes, but that's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
Then it has to go to the federal government. And the federal government has to approve by a supermajority the formation of a new state. That's a whole different fight that we're not even talking about yet.
I see. So how many counties do you have on board right now? We are middle of May right now. November is the election. How many counties do you have on in Illinois?
To be on the ballot?
Yes.
In November? Right now we have two, but we have several other counties that are in various stages of working on it.
You only have two on it?
Mm-hmm. That are on the ballot. Mm-hmm. We have these other ones that have already voted in previous elections.
Right. Your question was how many will be voting. We've got 26.2 counties that have already voted. And 74.
Oh, they voted the last election.
Or the one before.
Two.
Or the one before.
Three, actually.
Okay.
We had one that voted... It was a difficult election in 2020, and so a couple of our county board clerks forgot to put it on the ballot. And so there should have been 23 voting in 2020, the general election, but there weren't as many. So Edgar County voted in the consolidated election in 2021, and then Hardin, Brown counties, and Leaf Township and New Douglas Township voted in 2022.
Okay, the question is, how many total counties do we have?
28.
You have 28 counties that are on board. Out of how many counties in Illinois?
100? Not counting Cook, 101.
101. Now, some of the counties around Cook, do you count those, or are they going to vote with Cook?
We don't know, but I have had people reach out and inquire from those counties. So far, nobody's taken action. It's a big job to get it on the ballot in those counties because of how many signatures they would need. For example,
if you did separate, the Cook County state would be kind of small, right?
Physically.
It's hard to believe when you look at the whole state and you look at all the counties, how many people, they got that many people in that small of a space. But
yeah, it's a little congested.
So what, I mean, I know this is a lot of work for you and it's an expense, but you're willing to do it, Lorette.
It's all out of pocket.
All out of pocket?
And I put a lot of miles on my little car.
I see. And so where are you off to now? After you're here, you know, at this county, just go from county to county to county?
That hasn't really been what I've done, but because you guys are this side of the state is like 2.5 hours from my house, I wanted to make the most of my opportunity here. And since Eric was on the Greene County board, we're going to go
visit. He was on the Greene
County. He was.
Okay. And now he's a member of Jersey County mm-hmm. board.
I figured he'd be a good person, and he volunteered to help. So, and Calhoun, we'd like to go there, and maybe some other counties, depends on how much time we have.
Now, do you have to go there when they're meeting or not?
Today, we're just going to go see the county clerk. I personally like to have a resident of the county present to the county board with me, because if I were a county board member, I wouldn't want some stranger from the other side of the state coming in and asking for them to put that on the ballot.
Okay. What are some other points that we need to make, that people need to know as far as voting on this referendum?
It was the same thing as I said earlier. They need to understand that this is not a vote to separate from Cook County. This is a vote to determine the process and the desire to separate. If we get enough counties that are all going to be voting in favor of separation, then the hard work begins for people other than Lorette. She's done a lot of hard work already, but then there's going to be a huge amount of hard work done afterwards. So the only thing you're voting for right now is for the county board to talk to other county boards who are in the same situation that we are, the same process, to determine what has to happen next, how we go about it, and whether it's something that we can pursue. We're convinced that it is something that needs to be pursued, but this is the voice of the people of the county as opposed to just the people on the county board.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe even if this doesn't go through, okay, even if it fails to separate, it does send a message to the government mm-hmm. This, mm-hmm. at the state level. Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what we're trying to do is, mm-hmm. is send a message, not just to the Cook County people, but to all of the state, and that there is a united effort to change the way that politics operates in downstate Illinois.
And the way we're getting governed.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Now, how about here a while back, there was some talk about Jersey County separating into going over to Missouri.
That was mostly me.
Yeah. Now, tell us about that.
Well, the other option besides just forming a new state is breaking away from Illinois and becoming a part of an adjoining state. This on the west side of the state, it would make sense to join Missouri or Illinois. Missouri or Iowa. Some counties might want to go one, some might want to go the other. On the east side of the state, it would make sense for some counties to break off and join Indiana. There would be no change politically for D.C. to worry about, because there would be, if there's a new state, we're talking about almost certainly two Republican senators. in addition to what's already there. If we simply move to a different state, then we're talking about no change in Senate representation, no change in House representation, just a matter of who governs the people locally.
So tell us a little bit about how that went as far as separating Jersey County into Missouri. I mean, what went down on that?
I would have pursued it further, but physical problems stopped that. I've had two major operations, one for cancer since then, so I was unable to pursue it. But I was talking to folks in the Missouri legislature, and they were interested in finding out more. I'd just begun to talk to people in the Illinois legislature, and they were skeptical, to say the least, but it did seem to make some sense. So we continued to work on this whole situation until I was unable to do that physically.
Did you have a group of people behind you on this separation?
There were several people that had joined me in it. There were folks in the counties around that were real interested. Madison County people contacted me. Greene County people contacted me. Calhoun County people contacted me. Pike County, Adams County, Scott County. So several were interested, but it was a matter of finding out how interested, and that would have required putting it on the ballot, which is what we're doing with the separation movement. We're putting it on the ballot to find out exactly how many people are interested. Either one of these things separates us from being under the thumb of Chicago. Right now, the movement is in favor of making a new state, but as long as we get out from under, it doesn't really make a lot of difference to me one way or the other.
I see you looked up the population of the state.
Those are a little old, but it gives you some idea.
Population of Illinois, 12,671,000 and some change. Cook County, 5,000,000 and some change. And the rest of Illinois, 7,000,000 and some change.
But if you add the collar counties to Cook County, they're the majority.
Oh, is that the way it goes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So then we become... maybe more like 5 million or something?
Mm-hmm. Like that? At best.
At best, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't have the number. I am not a numbers girl, but I looked up a number of states that are small, some of our East Coast ones. There are some really tiny states. So it's not how many people you have. A lot of it is how you manage your money.
I know how we could probably, you know, get some changes done. Quit feeding them. Just keep our food for ourselves. Don't ship it into Cook County. That'd put it into it, wouldn't it? Well, we supply all the food.
Yes.
Southern Illinois. So, yes. Well, do you guys have anything else to add to this interview? Thanks for coming in. It was nice of you to come in. But you have anything else you want to put out there?
I do have something. My favorite thing, yes, we can do it by petitions, and I have petitioned in a lot of different counties besides my own, but I really like for county boards to do it. I think that us going to the board is the most respectful rather than forcing it by petitions, but what I really love most of all is when a county board member initiates it.
Like Eric,
or last night it was Jeremy Beasley. Uh-huh. I had never met him before. He saw Danielle's post that she was having a petition signing and had the information, the explanation, which you can find on our Facebook page. Illinois Separation Referendum is our Facebook page. And there's a lot of more details there explaining the referendum. But I love it when a county board member steps up and internally proposes it.
Okay. Eric, anything from you, son?
That's pretty well covered.
All right. Well, thank you, too, for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
our pleasure. That's what we do here at WJBM. It's local, local, local. We hear what's going on locally, and that's a big deal. So thanks for coming in, and good luck to you.
I do want to add... You noticed that we only had two counties on the ballot for this so far, but Madison County is like the equivalent of 20 counties in size.
Okay. And Madison County is going to vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you.